The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Start it.
Name that song in two notes.
I got the band.
You got the band?
So my friend Judy works in Philadelphia, and she works at this at one of the stadiums, a couple of stadiums, and she was just able to see the Rolling Stones in concert.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Playing a little Start Me Up from my friend Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. He's our expert on the expert panel this morning, 850-437-1620. He just came back from a long trip and traveling and needed a little Start Me Up music this morning to get you going. So how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a great intro.
Hey, there you go. He said, well, you can pick the song. I said, okay, here we go. It was either that or what's his name? With Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and he just didn't seem like that.
Wake me up before you go-go. Da-na-na-na. Yes, so, I love it.
Okay, so he's one of the two. All right, there you go. All right, so let's get down to business, talking about Claimology, and I was saying to him before we went on the air to really kind of explain what it is that you do, because we have so many different professionals on this show, and I'm trying to get everyone to really get to be specific about what is your business, what do you do, and how can you help somebody that might be listening this morning?
Sure. Well, I would just say it's Claimology. You can find us at Claimology.com. Very simple. Claimology.com. Fastest and easiest way to find us and find a little bit more about what we are and what we do. But public adjusting, that's what Claimology is about.
What is that?
What is public adjusting? We are licensed insurance adjusters that do not work for insurance companies, but are independent, that represent the insured.
Okay.
To make sure that they receive fair settlements. We are a middle person, an advocate. We are a line of defense. We are a helpmate. We are someone that comes alongside of the insured to navigate the waters, the claim filing process, to make sure that their voice is heard, that their property damage is documented properly, presented accurately, timely, within the policy language and time frames, to ensure that the insured performs their due diligence with their duties that are outlined in the policy, so that way they have a chance at a valid claim recovery. That is what we do. So we are not attorneys. We are not able to, we don't get involved in the litigation aspect, God forbid, if you had to sue your insurance company. We are what is before any of that. We are the mechanism that really tries to work with the insurance company to say, hey, you really need to respond to this insured, or this is why the claim is valid, or hey, did you look at this particular coverage? This is why this coverage applies. This is why the insured is entitled to this. A lot of times insureds right now, we're seeing in the state of Florida, blanket denials just come out.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yes.
So in that sense, so it's up to the person who is the insured to reach out to you for the public adjustment assessment?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Not the insurance companies won't be reaching out to you.
Correct. The insurance companies do not reach out to us. They're like, no, 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 because there's...
I'm just throwing that out
there. No, they don't reach out to us.
Okay. We're going to clarify. Yeah.
Yes. So there is a wonderful statistic, and it's an old statistic, but it's OPEGA, and it's the Office of Professional... I got to remember this. It's in Florida. But long story short, there's a statistic out there that was done after Hurricane Andrew, that when a public adjuster gets involved with an insurance claim, the insured has a 547% higher recovery
rate.
Wow. That is for non-emergency claims.
Wow.
And what I mean by non-emergency, that's non-hurricane. So that's like if you have just like a fire in your house, you have mold damage in your house, you have a water pipe break in your home, you have a car that runs into your building on accident, it happens. You have a business loss, you have something happen in your property. 547% greater recovery rates when a public adjuster is involved.
That's incredible.
It's huge. Then, if it's in a hurricane, the statistic is 700%.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, larger. It's huge. It's staggering.
I had no idea.
Yes. So, we get involved from everything from small, minor water leaks to major disasters. So, there's nothing that we're not able to help an insured look at and take and to assess properly. Not everything needs to be a claim.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we recommend, hey, before you file a claim, contact us. We'll take a look at it. You might not even need to file a claim. It might not be worth it to you to file a claim because of your deductible, because of your coverages. But then again, it might be. Like, take for example, we helped a person just here locally in the Panhandle, finally got them wrapped up where they had a large deductible, but they had a huge tile roof. The deductible was about $15,000, but they had a $100,000 tile roof. So it's like, yeah, what do you need? And it wasn't a hurricane loss. They just they just chose to have a higher deductible to help small premiums. And they were going to offset the cost. And then when they looked at it and the roofer came out and said, man, I'm not going to be able to match these tiles. We're not going to be able to do this. Then it's like, okay, I need to file a claim. So that's what we did. We helped them navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just in just a recent testimony, we just actually are helping up an insured now, not in the Panhandle, but over in the Palm Coast area, came out, referred by a roofer, come out there because the roofer was working with them, submitted the, they helped them, the insured submitted the claim, but the roofer was working with them. The carrier said, nope, we're not going to pay for it. Denied the claim. Ended up working with the insured. We just got them a settlement. Just helped them get settled now.
That's amazing. That must be very satisfying, too.
Extremely satisfying. From a denial to over almost $45,000.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Matthew Vandeford with Claimology here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question about public adjustments, how do you hire him? When is the time to come for them to come reach you? You can text those questions in at 850-437-1620. And maybe that's my question. When do I call you? When is the time to bring in a public adjuster?
Call me at any time. Call a public adjuster absolutely any time. The best is beforehand because of the way the time frames have just ramped up. They've been shortened to make sure that you get properly all the documents submitted properly. Also to make sure that you're in compliance with your duties of responsibility. So it's really important to have some good set of eyes to look at your policy to say, oh, this is what you have to do to make sure that number one, the insurance company can't say, well, you didn't do this, and so now we don't owe you anything, even if you have a valid claim. Yes.
Yeah, those are the fine print that most of us are not very good at reading.
It's all the legalese.
Yeah.
It's all the legalese. You get a policy. Most oftentimes when you get your policy, sometimes you get a full policy jacket, but then when it renews, they just submit endorsements. And then the language changes.
And they have these little boxes. Initial here, check here if you agree. And I'm bad about that because I just want to get it.
You just want to get it.
I just want to renew it. I want to have that on my, and I'll check. But I really, I'll be honest, I don't always read through all that legalese.
Well, people
until
don't want it. Yeah, until it's,
I have
it's
the
like,
claim.
Dun, dun, dun. Then it's like, what did we do? It's funny. We just helped an insured. They had a force place policy because they couldn't get coverage. So their mortgage company was helping them out. So they had a forced place policy. We were able to finally navigate that, get the claim closed.
What's a forced place policy?
So a forced place policy is just for all Floridians. If you can't afford your insurance, you have a mortgage company, like an insurance company is not going to pick you up, your mortgage company has to provide coverage for you.
Oh, okay.
So they're
I see. Forced.
So that's called a forced place policy. You do not have all of the coverage benefits, like additional living expenses aren't there going to be there. Contents will not be there, but your structure and your outbuildings, your fence line, those are other structures. Coverage A and coverage B will apply. Coverage C and D will not apply because the mortgage company is really just worried about the property itself. That's what they're financing, so that's what they're going to have insured. Sometimes I'm finding out that's a lot cheaper than what the insurance rates are right now. So, hey, I mean, you got to get a forced place policy. Just go ahead and do it. You might save yourself a couple bucks. You might not have all the coverage, but hey, if you're really in a pinch and you're like, what am I going to do? Hey, that's what happens. But then if you're able to get out from the forced place policy, hopefully the market turns around. Hopefully there's a good, there's some good things in the insurance industry that come and change a little bit. But I don't know what's going to happen there. So.
Well, as we head into hurricane season now, excuse me, what do you suggest that people do and take another look at their policies? Or do they need to call you to do an assessment? How does that work?
Well, you want to take a look at your policy. You definitely want to make sure flood insurance, if you're able to pick up flood insurance 30 days before, you have to get flood insurance before it kicks in at least 30 days before, unless you pay the policy in full. And then it kicks in, I think, within like 2 weeks. It kicks in pretty fast. So you want to make sure you just document your property. If they have a question about their policy, am I covered, am I not covered, you can call a public adjuster, have them do a policy. More than happy to contact us. We do free policy reviews. We don't sell insurance. Mm-hmm. So that way you don't have to worry about us looking at your policy and being fearful, right? That mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh. But what I will do is look at your policy and let you know you're either underinsured or you might want to consider more insurance, not because it benefits me. It's going to benefit you.
You're not getting like, commission on that advice.
Right. Yeah. This is just strictly, hey, I've seen it happen. I want to make sure you're careful and cared for. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. Because what's happening now, going back to that story, we helped a friend. We finished the claim. They got out of the forced place policy. They're shopping around for insurance in the market. The premiums are very, very high. They've tripled for many people in this area. Like, they're just going through the roof. And he sends the policy over to take a look at it. And I'm like, dude, no, this is horrible coverage. Absolutely not. In this policy, there's a $10,000 water damage limit. Mm. If you have a pipe break, I mean, we just finished the claim. I was like, you just had a roof damage and you had water damage in your house. How much water damage is in your home? Mm-hmm. Was it more than $10,000? Yes. It's like, then you don't want it, this policy. So you really have to look at the endorsements on your policy, mm-hmm. too, that take away the coverage, that right. strip it down,
right.
or force you to use the insurance company's providers. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that you have to be very mindful of.
Interesting. See, mm-hmm. these are all the kinds of things that, quite frankly, I don't know. I mean, I try to be diligent. I try to have everything that is expected of me. I want to be legal. I want to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. But these are when you get into the fine print and these kinds of things, it's very difficult to anticipate what you need.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's worth it to have a little more coverage and just mm-hmm. take a little bit of larger deductible, because mm-hmm. oftentimes it's like, you really want, how are you able to self-insure a little bit? And so if you're able to do that, that's wonderful. I mean, really think about like the larger losses, like, man, the hurricanes are typically a larger one. Fires are typically a larger one when it comes to that. But the smaller water damages and things like this, are you going to be paying out of pocket? Are you able to pay $3,000? Are you able to pay $5,000? Are you able to pay $1,500? What mm-hmm. is your limit?
Right.
What's
right.
your threshold to make sure that, hey, you know, I don't need to file a claim and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking with Matthew Vandervoort with Claimology on Pep Talk this morning. Text in your questions, 850-437-1620. So you mentioned to me that you may be headed out to California to help out there.
Yeah, there's a big need out there. We were out there in 2018 mm-hmm. when the fires went through Ventura and Santa Barbara. We'll be heading back out there again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I sit there and think about the post-trauma that happens after hurricanes and certainly something like a fire. That must be difficult for you to come in at that point when you're at that level of damage.
It's not so much the damage of the property. Mm-hmm. It's the damage for the people. Mm-hmm. It's the mindset of where people are at. It's that you talk about the trauma. It does leave trauma. We've seen hurricanes leave animals traumatized. People get skittish. It affects how people react. It really, your mental well-being and what you do to prepare. One of the things to prepare for any type of disease is just to be prepared. Take photographs, mm-hmm. document what you're doing. Make sure you look at your policy. Make sure you have a good emergency system in place. Where do I go to? How do I get out of here? I mean, people will stay for hurricanes. Man, I wouldn't stay for hurricanes.
Don't stay.
It's only because of the fact, it's not, I mean, number one, what are you going to save if something goes through it? Like, mm-hmm. and number two, once after 3 days, there's no food, there's no water, there's no electricity, you're scrounging around. It's like, if you want to watch the Living Dead, that's what it is. It's like, listen, it's besides
awful.
The zombies, you know?
It's awful.
It's not helpful.
No.
And people are fighting for gas. I mean, people start to get tense. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if you're able to relieve yourself, and not everybody is. Totally get it. Everyone has their own threshold of what they're able to do. Mm-hmm. But if you have an insurance policy and you need to get out, sometimes even though in the policies they allow for, like, if you have to board up your house and even if nothing happens, you can get reimbursed for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you buy these sandbags and put it up to protect your home, it's protection and preservation. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So when you're looking at these sometimes when you come in after the fact, what are some things or advice you could give folks in that preparation that maybe is the most common thing that you see is not done?
Documenting contents.
So how do you do that properly?
You take photos. Just walk around your house and just take some photos, because if you can't prove you didn't have it,
mm-hmm.
the insurance company is going to say, well, we don't owe for it. You're just saying that you have it. And that's, I get it. Right. They're going to like, hey, listen, I got 3 Louis Vuitton bags. I've got 4 Gucci purses. Do you really have 3 Louis Vuitton? Yes, I do. But where is the documentation? Do you mm-hmm. have a receipt? do you have an old Christmas photograph? You know what I mean? Where it's like, they saw you opening all these 10 bags. You know what I mean? It's like, there it is. But like, it's just these simple things. Just go in and just take a photo. Mm-hmm. Just go in there and just document it. Do it once a year. And just, boop, you get something new. You change your home. You remodel your house. Have a home inspection done. Hugely important. I would recommend having a home inspection done once a year. Couple hundred bucks, mm-hmm. $300, $400. Have someone come out, do a home inspection, look at your property. Any notes that they have made, maintenance those things. Mm-hmm. Take care of those things, because that way, if you have a claim, the insurance company is not able to say you didn't fix these problems.
Would be a catch 22 right there.
Huge catch 22. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we actually provide home inspection services.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so we're able to actually do these services too as well. I actually carry a home inspector's license too as well. Mm-hmm. We don't really do that too much, but that's one of the credentials that we're able to actually offer for people to ensure that, hey, you have a licensed home inspector through the state. These are the things, the expertise that we like to carry mm-hmm. to make sure people are in good hands. So we're able to adjust insurance claims, inspect property homes, and then provide a report. And that way you have it. And if you have this report and it's out there, then if you have a claim, it's like, hey, we took care of this, or I didn't have any issues. I just had an inspection done 6 months ago.
Right.
There was no damage on my roof.
Right.
My windows were great. My plumbing was wonderful. I had a great electrical system. Everything is perfect. I had no mold. Now I have a water damage. And when the insurance company comes back and says, which is a large part of what they like to do for denials,
yes.
is to say it's deferred maintenance or wear and tear.
Oh, boy.
So if we're able to document, hey, you have been upkeeping your home.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been deferred maintenance.
So you've done your due diligence to prove that you are worthy of receiving this fund.
Absolutely.
The funding in return.
Absolutely.
That's where they get you. I remember there was a dispute after Ivan with my place, and I mentioned this to you before, I think, about whether it was water damage, flood damage, or wind damage. And all three, that all the policies that had that covered each of those things mm-hmm. were saying it was the other one.
Yeah, of course. Not our baby.
Awful.
Yeah, right?
It was so frustrating.
Very frustrating.
So, I mean, come on. And it was like, well, you know, it was not flood because it wasn't a flood on the floor. But then the other ones were saying, but it was a flood because it came in through the window. But no, the wind was the one thing that brought the wind. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
And frustrating and also costly.
Because you have coverage.
Yes.
For either one.
And been paying. I was trying to be diligent by having it all covered.
You've got it all, but no one's taking responsibility.
Right.
And now this is what the frustration is for the insured. Mm-hmm. I have coverage. No one's taking responsibility. What do I do? And then you have to get an attorney involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take part of your claim because no one wants to do the right thing.
Right.
It's like, wait a second. This system is, and I have to just say, the system is really kind of whacked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, and I'm grateful to be an advocate for the insured to help do this. And this is what public adjusters are here for. There's a great organization called FAPIA, the Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, called FAPIA. It's a great place. Many, many Florida public adjusters are involved with it. There's NAPIA, the mm-hmm. National Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, where public insurance adjusters are getting together to help hopefully try to create reform. But it's so hard because of lobbying.
Mm.
We just saw a huge lobbying push where millions of dollars were spent to change laws that favor the carrier and took away a huge, huge a hammer for the insured.
Now, is that national or the state of Florida?
State of Florida.
Specifically.
Specifically, yes. Okay. So, hey, listen, you want to know where your government dollars are going to work? Your government dollars are going to work for people that aren't voting for the best interests of the insured.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. And I love insurance, the idea of insurance, but insurance is a business. And when businesses want to have more business, sometimes they do what they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we need better business here in the state of Florida, specifically to protect the insured. There's ways to do this. There's ways to create and to go back where we don't have to have these huge premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies, I mean, the premiums have gone up so much and they haven't really paid out. So it's really nuts.
Well, that's the good that you're here to help people navigate those waters and to make their claims count.
We try.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. We want to put our best foot forward to make sure that the insured has a valid, viable claim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. So if you have a question, if you've had, you have a year to file your policy, a year to file your claim under the new laws. So if you had the tornadoes that recently came through here, mm-hmm. if you want a second opinion about whether or not what you got received, whether you received was a good, valid payout, contact us. If you want to make sure that you have a fire loss, a lot of times there's additional smoke damage that needs to be taken care of.
Right.
Contact us. We'll come out and take a look at it. There's no cost for it. We'll come out, take a look, do a property evaluation and policy review. Kind of advise you what's going on. You may not need us at that point, but if you do need us, we'll help you. And you mm-hmm. you have a choice. You can do it yourself or let us help you.
And typically, what is the cost in terms of bringing you out? How does it work?
Our costs, our fees are all contingency based.
Okay.
So if we don't help you recover, there's no fee.
Okay.
Period. Whatsoever. In the state of Florida, all public adjusters are capped at 10% for a state of emergency. So it's mm-hmm. a 10% recovery for all hurricane damage and things of that nature. It's up to 20% maximum. For recovery on non-hurricane related issues, so non-emergency issues. So in that, but again, you don't pay for anything unless there is a valid recovery, and we're not able to collect on deductibles or previous payments.
Wow. So if you come out and do that assessment, you don't necessarily get paid for that unless they go forward.
Oh, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and so sometimes we'll have to wait. We just finally wrapped up a claim from 2017.
Wow.
Hurricane Irma.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been a long time, and so mm-hmm. we'll put all the effort in to make sure, and we'll carry you the whole way. That's what our duty is. It's mm-hmm. to make sure that you have representation the entire way through the claim. You have a voice for someone that's there. And, yeah, to do our due diligence.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Pep Talk, talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology, all about the world of public adjustments and how that can help you.
Yes.
So we're down to our last 2 minutes, if you can believe it, already.
Wow.
So what did we not talk about today that you'd like to touch on before we go?
Keep your sanity ground. Go out, take your shoes off, put your feet in the grass, go hug a tree, go live life, you know, and, you know,
it's
all this.
It's a difficult climate right now.
It is. You know what? And, you know, turn the news off. Literally, mm-hmm. Go talk to a neighbor, make good friends, go have a meal with somebody, go share some quality time, go build community in community where it really, really matters, where if something were to happen, you're going to need your neighbors. Do you know your neighbors?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we don't.
Most oftentimes we don't. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So taking that break, listening mm-hmm. to some good music.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little Rolling Stones.
Yes. Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, also, I know this guy's got a great sense of humor. So, you know, it helps when you're going through a serious time and you have somebody that's centered and has a good sense of humor and can help you stay calm.
Thank you so much for having us on.
All right, Matthew. Thank you for being here. We've been talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. Your website, phone numbers once again.
Claimology, CLAIMOLOGY.com.
Okay. And phone number?
888-877. Oh, man, you got me. Hold
on.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You got me.
Wait, wait, I have it. 888-774-7557.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You're listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back shortly after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks.